got to be ready to forsake the things of this world. Begin by forsaking it in our hearts. That's why fasting is useful. We learn to give up things. I got to let go of things in our heart. You know, like, I'm having mortgage troubles. I have business troubles. I'm trying to go into a new business, right? And so I've got to let go of the fears and so on and so forth of losing this. I can't be afraid of losing my home. Because God wants me to be ready to lose my home. So I've got to give it up in my heart. I'm thankful, but when I think that, when I think of that, and I think of it in terms of this, He fills my heart with peace. That whatever it will be, I'm going to trust Him. I want to be fit for the kingdom of God. I don't want to look back and think like, oh, my house, oh, this, oh, that. I need to be ready for that. And I think of the sense, I'm 36, and I think of Jesus was younger than I was, and the men were with Him. Some of them were even younger. Some were older. And what they went through and what they gave up, I want to be ready to do the same. But as I look at myself now, I'm not fit for the kingdom. I've got to be made fit. I've got to be fitted. I've got to be made accepted in the beloved. That's what predestination is about. It's about God's work in us, according to His will, by His grace, through our faith. So let's use the faith He's given us to seek the promises, to have them fulfilled, that we could do all these things, that we could perform the works, that we could forsake all things for Christ's sake. And let's begin in the small ways that we can build up to the big ways and be strong and ready for the time that's coming. Because I tell you, people are not preparing themselves for the kingdom of God. So you who hear my voice and you who speak the same things, let's prepare ourselves. We need to be prepared.